What have you learned about yourself after becoming mindful of the sensations in your stomach as you ate a meal? Some people discover that their habit has been to eat upon first arising in the morning because that's what they were taught to do when they were kids. However, it's possible that the better time for you and your body to ingest food would be much later on in the morning, perhaps 11 or even 12. Perhaps not, of course. It's possible that the best strategy for you is, upon popping up out of bed, the best is to eat right away. You know the answer by listening carefully and connecting in with the sensations that your stomach sends out to you. Continue being mindful because it's possible that the habits of eating are not in tune with the needs of your body. Some people need to graze throughout the day, and the idea of having two or three full meals is simply not well suited to the needs of the body. Research clearly shows that the less that we eat, the longer we live, and the happier our body actually is. There is a saying that if we stop eating when we are 4/5 full, we will be indeed in a state of continual balance and wellness. If we, as a habit, eat until we are full, that last 4/5 of food will guarantee that we are feeding our doctors and our healthcare professionals. We don't need to eat until we are totally full, and our stomach, the sensations therein, will tell us just that information. Being mindful of the sensations in the stomach then yields incredible insights about what our bodies need from us. Believe it or not, there are mindfulness workshops that involve the challenge of eating one single raisin and taking time and patience to connect in with the texture, the flavor, the aroma, the temperature, and the color of the raisin. Many people who attend those workshops report a great surprise with the realization that they are full after eating one single raisin. Why is that the case? It's because they have engaged the full experience of pleasure in eating, rather than simply crunching down food mouthful after mouthful without being mindful of the full experience of the colors, the smells, the temperature, the flavors, and the textures of what it is that we choose to eat and place inside our bodies. A second most important reason to be mindful of the sensations in our stomach is that many people confuse anxiety and loneliness over being hungry. If we really connect with our stomach and the sensations that our stomach sends to us, we can disengage anxiety feelings from the sensations of hunger. Clearly, it's not going to help the anxiety if we try to override that with eating when the body does not need to be fed. Similarly, it's not going to help loneliness to overeat, since clearly loneliness will still be present. A resolution for both is to be mindful of each and every bite that we take of the food that we choose to eat, to be mindful of the true essence of what it is that we put into our body, to acknowledge the difference between food that is live and food that is dead, to acknowledge and honor the difference between food that nourishes our body and food that damages our body. Once that food reaches our stomach, We know the difference because the sensations of our stomach will tell us what our body needs to nourish us back to health. Many blessings, and may you have a marvelous time as you continue to be mindful of the sensations in your stomach before you eat, during the course of eating, and after you eat. Always asking the question, what's there? Am I too full? Am I not full enough? Did I eat when I was really hungry, or did I eat for other reasons? Because I was anxious, because I was afraid, because I was lonely. Disengaging eating out of fear from eating out of hunger will bring you a long way toward coming into full balance, health, and wellness. Become mindful of the stomach, and lo and behold, you may reap humongous rewards. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent week.